Keith's shut the fuck up. Yankees legend David Wells blasts Keith Olbermann over Bud Light comment. By Dylan Gwynn on September 10, 2023. It's been a rough couple of weeks for Keith Olbermann. It's actually been a rough career, as he is probably the most fired man in the history of television. But the last couple of weeks have also been especially bad. After being slammed by women's sports activist Riley Gaines after absurdly saying she sucked at swimming, Olbermann decided to aim at former Yankees ace David Wells. The former Bronx bomber recently covered up the Nike symbol on his jersey at Old Timers Day and said that he would not drink Bud Light after the beer brand waded into politics by choosing to feature trans activist Dylan Mulvaney on their beer cans. Bullsh T, Olbermann wrote on X. David Wells would drink wood alcohol. Another effing fraud. Wells appeared more than willing to strike back at Olbermann. Keith shut the FCK up, Wells wrote. Just because you never played the game and all you did was work for ESPN and talk shit on all of us players because you have a degree in journalism makes you an expert on putting athletes down. And that's if you even have a degree. Stick to your politics. Despite Wells' explicit instruction to shut the FCK up, Olbermann is unlikely to comply. The former ESPN, former Fox, former MSNBC, former CNN, and former current host, and I'm probably forgetting a few, seems to have cobbled together an existence by posting unhinged screeds from his Manhattan apartment. It's unclear how many of those who consume his work are doing so because they agree with what he says or because they are amused by watching his descent into madness. Regardless, Olbermann's biggest headlines nowadays aren't for his opinions. They come after someone tells him to shut the FCK up.